All right. Good afternoon or morning, friends, femmes, and fans, and welcome back. And for the last time to Poison Ivy on WMUC 90.5 FM College Freaking Park. I'm your host, Maral Muhammad, and this is season 3, episode 11, 12, question mark. But it is definitively the series finale. Unless I do decide to come back next week. Because you know what? The jury's still out. But yes, you did hear it right. This is the very last one because I'm graduating. And as someone who has made a name for herself with the show, lingering in discomfort, it feels really weird. And borderline illegal to say this, but I'm actually very excited and I'm ready. I'm scared, of course, but ultimately, I'm very ready. This episode is titled Shedding Season. You know how snakes shed their skin when they've outgrown it? It's not necessarily a graceful thing, and it's not some peaceful transformation. It's very gritty and uncomfortable, and it could take weeks and months. I'm hoping not years, but fingers crossed. But sometimes the skin peels in patches, sometimes it tears. But it's necessary. It means we're all still growing. And that's where I'm at right now. This episode is for anyone who's realized they've outgrown who they used to be. For anyone sitting in the wreckage of their past self, staring at old habits, old friendships, old dreams, and choosing to walk away, even if it hurts. I'm shedding this version of me, the college radio Maral, the Maryland stuck, emotionally spiraling, 3 a.m. crying on 7th floor McKeldin kind of Maral. I loved her. Hey, don't get me wrong, she's the one that got me here. But I have to leave her behind to become the next version of me. The one who's hitting the road and traveling the country and hopefully union organizing. So, this is gonna hurt, but it's time. This first song is about that moment when you're stuck between the version of yourself that feels familiar and the one that still scares you. But before that, we're going to be listening to our last PSA. Oh, wow. Graduating just makes me so sentimental about literally everything. I had my last Arabic class yesterday, my last language class after 3 years. And me and one of my greatest friends, Maya, who I met through the Arabic program, just kept taking photo booth pictures on my MacBook. And like, God bless this professor, because he could tell he just did not care. So, shout out, Ustad. Anyways, this is the Farmer Market PSA. Enjoy.
The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taos Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
Okay, that was way too short of a PSA for someone that's still uploading her songs to Spotify, but I'm digressing. This is gonna be Bobby by Alex G and Shatter by Maggie Rogers. This is also my first time listening to these songs, so let's see.
On his Thank you.
Oh my God, guys, I literally forgot how good that song is. And I was looking up the lyrics because, you know what, I'm going to be honest, I don't really understand what she's saying a lot of the time in that song, but I'm forgetting that it's surprisingly relatable. Okay, next up, we have our segment on letting go. And throughout my time here, I just realized that I've been holding on to a lot, you know, just in the past few years, like guilt and self-doubt and expectations and even the identities that were starting to choke me. And letting go, in the sense, isn't some poetic cleanse. It's like actively grieving the version of you that helped you survive. And I used to think that letting go meant giving up. But now I think it means making room. You know, I can't carry every version of myself into this next phase. Some parts of me, the scared ones, the quiet ones, and the ones that believed that love had to be earned through suffering, they're not coming with me. I'm letting them rest. And I know there are people listening who are in their own shedding season, and I want you to know it's okay if it feels a little like dying. In a way, it really is. You're burying what you thought you had to be. But something better, something more true, is on the other side. And this one goes out to the past versions of us. Thank you for getting us here, but we're moving forward now. This is Wildfire by Cautious Clay.
Your eyes are like weapons, your lips could teach lessons. Don't use them so reckless, 'cause for you I'm helpless. You gotta take caution, you know that I'm all in. The chance of me falling, you know that it's soften. But if you don't wanna stay, then please stop moving this way. It's starting up a wildfire in my heart. Hope it's what you want, not just what you do. It's starting up a wildfire in my head. Hope it's what you meant, not just what you do. This love is so costly, it's killing me softly. Don't know what to call it, this thing that you started. You make it look easy, the way that you lead me into the fire, babe. Are you coming with me? Yeah. But if you don't wanna stay,
don't wanna stay,
then please stop moving this way. It's starting up a wildfire in my heart. Hope it's what you want, not just what you do. You're starting up a wildfire in my head. Hope it's what you mean, not just what you do. Hope it's what you want, not just what you do.
What you want, just what you do.
Okay, I was going to play another song for the segment, which was Softly by Claro. But I don't know if we have time. So we're just... Actually, we do have time. Okay, this is Softly by Claro. And you know what? When life restricts you and tries to stifle your spirit, you just make time. So here's that. Okay, guys, be honest. How crazy is it that I changed my mind in the first 30 seconds of the song? I personally think it's okay because I'm a chronic song skipper, but hey, to each their own. All right, our next segment is on pain being necessary. And I got excited because I thought it was the segment on joy and movement and what comes next. But that's after this one. Because we all know before things get better, they always get so much worse. Every time. Whether it's a breakup or a class or cleaning your room. It always happens. It's inescapable. But the important thing to remember is that growth is not glamorous. And it's not some aesthetic. And I've noticed the trend a lot lately of us trying to aestheticize things that don't necessarily need it. Like, I'm so sorry, but I am not going to aestheticize my, like, depression room or being depressed. I don't want to do that. So I'm not going to do that. And sometimes, like, things in life just aren't pretty. And I feel like this new wave that we have of trying to make things pretty and appealing, that's not what mental health is. And I'm so tired. I'm so tired of people thinking that it's some Pinterest core montage. It's crying in your car outside a job interview. It's quitting things that once defined you. It's realizing that love won't fix you. It's telling your mom you're not okay. And this year, I felt every inch of that. There were days I thought maybe I wasn't cut out for becoming, but I kept going. Not because I was sure, but because I wasn't. And that's the thing about pain. It doesn't just break you, it reshapes you. If you let it. If you're brave enough to sit with it instead of running. I just want to take the time to say something to the younger version of me. The one who made this show in the first place. I'm very proud of you. Even when you hated yourself, you made something beautiful. You gave yourself and other people permission to feel. And to anyone listening, hurting, growing, shedding, this one's for you. It's So Much Wine by Phoebe Bridgers and Factory by Band of Horses. Enjoy.
Christmas Day, when you threw all your clothes in the snow, when you burnt your hair and knocked over chairs, I just tried to stay out of your way. But when you fell asleep with blood on just got in my car and drove away. Listen to me, butterfly. There's only
All right, I'm not gonna lie, that was a boring song. So, do I regret picking it? Yes, but you know what? I was gonna say Carpe Diem, but I don't think that really fits, does it? Whatever. Okay. Segment 4 on joy and movement and what comes next. Because, believe it or not, I did not peak in college. Thank God. I would just like to thank my God. He did me so right. And you know what? Maybe I was meant to suffer at Maryland so that I could really blossom after I graduate. But you guys, I am going on the road, or I guess more particularly, I am flying. I'm going to be union organizing across the country. I was able to do it in New York and then again in DC. And now I don't know where I'll be, but I know that I'm going to be living out of a suitcase and fighting for labor's rights and probably crying a lot from being so far from home. I'm being dramatic. Imagine I'm just placed in Baltimore. Then that would be really embarrassing. But what I do know is I'll be back for one weekend a month for the next 12 months, which is really awesome because I love the DMV, but it's time to move on, at least for a little while. And I'm excited, like really excited. There's something so fun and wild and unlike me about leaving everything behind and not in running away kind of way, which is what I usually do, but in a running towards something kind of way. I've never done that. I want to find new cities to fall apart in, and I want to meet people who change me, and I want to build something real. And let's be honest, when you're working in the labor revolution, it's sort of that amazing feeling of being a part of something bigger, but all of the time. And I don't know who I'll be in a year or where I'll be. I mean, I don't even know where I'll be in 2 months' time. And that's terrifying, but also really, really thrilling. This is Going, Going, Gone by Lucy Dacus. And then we have Dog Days Are Over, my personal favorite song, by Florence and the Machine.
Daniel made a pass. We started flirting after class. Stealing hats and trading jackets. Locking lips and braces, brackets. After dinner, before dark, we'd meet at the same bench in the park. Sweaty palms, averted eyes. Wasn't sure if he and I were going out. Going out. Going out. The sun set through a tantrum. It wasn't ready to go just yet. Mother Earth said time for bed. It resisted and the sky went red. The color filtered out like pulling teeth out of a cloud. The bloody battle ended, no. Sun can't break the habit of going down. Going down. Going down. Ooh, going, going down. Daniel in 10 years, grabbing asses, spilling beers. Another 10 and he'll have a daughter. She'll grow up and he can't stop her. Back on the bench, making plans, watching the day end hand in hand. always had to be home by 8. My dad would kill me if I was late. I'll be going now. Going now. Going now. Ooh, going, going now. Going gone.
Yeah, that was the one, I think.
Yep, that was great. That's what we were looking for.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow. I am so happy. Thank you, everyone, for doing this. I owe y'all whatever you ask of me for the rest of my life.
Happiness hit her like a train on a track.
Oh, I love that song. Oh, it's such a good song. Okay. So, wow, guys. I'm doing my goodbye so that I can let my last two songs play me out, but I don't really have a poetic ending for you. I know it's anticlimactic, but I just want to say thank you for listening and for sitting in the dark with me and for letting me rant and cry and overshare and spiral and sometimes laugh in spite of it all. I've been doing the show for 3, 4 semesters now. And I've, no, 3 semesters. Yeah, 3 semesters. But I've been doing WMUC longer than that. And Poison Ivy was never really about healing perfectly. And I don't know, it was just about naming the wounds and staring them down and getting to say that I did that. And then trying and subsequently failing to make something really beautifully ugly out of it. And now it's time for me to grow into something else. And I hope you'll do the same. I love this show so much. And I love you guys. And I love WMUC. And I mean it. And if no one's told you lately, you're not too much or too broken. You're shedding. And that, my friends, is sacred work. I'll see you on the picket line. My last two songs are New Skin by Torres and Tonight Tonight by the Smashing Pumpkins. Thanks.
I'm just trying to take this new skin for a spin. Pray for me, would you? I'm just nervous about my family filing in. Ready to wrap me up, ready to love me in this new skin I'm filling in. Who's that trying to speak for me? What is it that they claim to be? A child of God, much like yourself, you will find me right where I fell. I am a tired woman. In January I will just be 23. In Kansas City kind of love do they claim to be? A child of God, much like yourself, you'll still find me right where I fell. Who's that trying to
Okay, To Be So H, that was in fact my last song, oops, but I'm gonna be sticking around for like another 10-15 minutes. I'm not sure what to do now. Yeah. How was everyone? How's the end semester? Yeah. Okay, I'm just joking, I couldn't hear literally any of you. Yeah. So, yeah. We're just gonna be sitting here in awkward silence for the next 10 minutes. Nah, I'm kidding. I'm joshing ya. I'm just trying to think of more music to play. I could play... Oh, did you guys know my favorite band, Turnover, has in fact uploaded or published or dropped? Question mark. Released? That's the one. Those last two were the ones. Anyways, a remake 10 years later of my favorite album of theirs. So guess who's going to the concert? I'll give you one hint. It starts with an M and ends with a E. Or I could have done that with my name. Earl. Okay, well, just like that, guys, we're at the end. That is so crazy. This has been Poison Ivy season 3 episode 12-13. You know, after episode 4 or 5, the numbers start really blending together. I don't think I've ever had an actual episode 6-10 ever in my life that has been concrete. It's always been a question mark. Anyways, a little backstory. I ended up starting the show because I didn't know where else to put my feelings, and I had therapy, yeah, and I had friends, but there was this fear and shame and weight of wanting to be more and not knowing how, but the show listened, and somehow that made it really so much easier just to breathe. And, you know, college was hard. Beautiful. So brutal an adjective that I can't say on air kind of way. It was also boring and finally transformative. And I made friends I'll never forget, and mistakes I'm still unlearning. But every episode, every monologue, every messy late afternoon, early morning, middle of the night overshare, because I've done it all on the show, it helped me get closer to myself. And now I'm packing up my life and I'm hitting the road and I'm union organizing. I'm literally getting paid to stand up for other people. That feels so good. And I'm moving through new cities and new people and new versions of myself, and I'm shedding what no longer fits. And I'm finally brave enough to call it growth. So thank you for listening. To all my haters, I'm showing you a very special finger right now. I have absolutely denounced stagnation. And you know what? It's worked. Because every week through the semester, every semester itself, I don't recognize the person that I've become after it. Sometimes in good ways, sometimes in great ways, sometimes in horrible, awful, evil ways. But thanks for listening and for showing up and for sitting in the dark with me and reminding me that it wasn't empty like I thought it was. If I could leave you with one thing, it's this. You are absolutely 100% without a doubt allowed to leave. Even before you're ready. Even when there's people begging you to stay. You do that for yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're the only one that has to live with you.